Welcome back, everybody, to another AI Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a look at all the news that dropped on November 26, 2024.
Sounds good.
We've got news about AI models talking to each other, Tesla needing a human touch for their robo-taxis, and AI is even helping us uncover some ancient secrets.
A lot going on, as always.
That's right. Let's jump right in.
Sounds great.
So first up, Anthropic, the company behind the AI assistant Claude, just launched their universal AI connector.
Right.
Could this change how we think about using AI?
Well, it very well could. I mean, think of it. Think of this connector like a universal translator so that all the different AIs can talk to each other and share data.
Like a Rosetta Stone for AI.
Exactly. And to make it even easier, they've developed these pre-built connectors. They're calling them MCP servers for commonly used tools like Google Drive and Slack.
So like how different apps on my phone can share data and work together?
That's the idea.
Okay, so how does this work in practice?
Well, they had a really interesting demonstration. They showed their AI, Sonnet 3.5, using this connector to interact with GitHub.
Interesting.
He was able to create a repository and even make a pull request.
Yeah.
All on its own.
Hold on. The AI interacted with a whole other platform and did all that.
Yep.
What does that mean for developers?
Well, it could change things quite a bit. Imagine developers could use AI to automate all sorts of complex coding tasks.
That would speed things up for sure.
Exactly. And it would free up human developers so they could work on the bigger picture stuff.
Makes sense. Speaking of pushing boundaries, Neuralink is back in the news. This time, it's not about thought-controlled cursors. They're taking things up a notch.
It seems they are, yes. They're running trials for a brain chip that can control a robotic arm.
Wow.
And this isn't just theoretical anymore. They're working with real people from their Prime project.
So these are people who already have Neuralink implants.
That's right.
Very cool. And also a little bit scary.
I can see why you'd say that.
What about these Canadian trials? Are there specific goals or maybe some hurdles they need to clear?
Well, Canada's rules around medical devices and clinical trials are different from the U.S.
Right.
So Neuralink will have to navigate those.
For sure.
Obviously, patient safety is the top priority. So they'll likely focus on specific tasks during the trials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gathering data on precision, reliability, and the long-term effects of the interface.
Makes sense. Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about AI in our everyday lives. Even Tesla, who's all about self-driving cars, seems to be realizing they might still need us humans.
Seems so, yeah. They're putting together what they're calling an AI teleoperation team.
What will they be doing?
Well, it sounds like they'll be remotely controlling those robo-taxis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that are supposedly on their way to full autonomy.
So does this mean even the most advanced AI needs a human backup?
It does seem to point that direction. Mm-hmm. I mean, the real world is unpredictable.
For sure.
Even with all the progress in AI, there are going to be situations that AI just can't handle on its own.
And when it comes to self-driving cars, safety is the top priority, right?
Absolutely.
What about their humanoid robots? Could this be used for those as well?
Potentially, yes. I mean, the teleoperation technology could be adapted to control the robots, too.
That opens up a lot of possibilities.
For sure. It could have applications in all kinds of industries.
Speaking of changing things up, remember when Zoom was just our video conferencing app?
Yeah.
Well, they're rebranding as an AI-first work platform. They're even dropping video from their name.
Oh, that's a big change.
Is this just them reacting to competition from companies like Google and Microsoft?
I'm sure that's part of it. The market for workplace solutions is really competitive.
Yeah.
But this rebranding and all these new AI features, it seems like they're aiming to lead this new space.
Trying to stay ahead of the curve.
You got it.
Let's talk about AI and creativity for a bit. Runway, known for their AI video generation tools, just released a new model called Frames.
I've heard of that.
What's so special about it?
That takes image generation to a whole new level. It lets creators generate images with specific artistic styles using AI.
So instead of just any image, it's about capturing a certain look or style.
Exactly, like having instant access to vintage film effects or retro anime aesthetics.
That's cool. And they have these worlds within Frames, right?
Yes. Each world is like a different artistic direction.
Yeah.
It could be thousands of styles available.
Yeah.
And even user-created options.
Wow. So it's like a giant library of artistic inspiration.
Exactly. And the best part is this new tool integrates with their existing video generation tools.
So you could go from images to videos seamlessly.
Right. All with incredible stylistic control.
That could be huge for filmmakers and animators.
Definitely. A real game changer.
Okay, let's zoom out from the art world for a second and see how AI is helping us understand something much bigger. Our sun.
Now that's interesting.
Scientists are using neural networks to simulate the sun's activity.
Oh, wow.
And it's not just about those pretty solar flares we see.
Right.
It's about predicting space weather and how it might affect us here on Earth.
That's important stuff for sure.
So we're talking about things like disruptions to communication and power grids.
Exactly.
How accurate are these AI simulations?
They're getting better all the time.
Yeah.
As they get more data to work with, the models become more refined.
That makes sense.
The implications are huge, though. If we can understand and predict space weather, we can protect our communication systems, our power grids, even our satellites.
That's incredible. Before we move on, let's touch on one more creative tool. Luma Labs, the company behind Dream Machine, which is used for creating 3D environments, just announced a big upgrade.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
What's new?
Their latest model, Photon, is a big leap forward in terms of speed and quality.
How much faster are we talking?
Well, they claim it's 800% faster than the competition.
800%?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
But it's not just about speed. They've also improved the text generation capabilities and made it easier for creators to build really immersive virtual worlds.
So faster rendering, better image quality, and more intuitive controls.
Exactly. It's a big deal for anyone working with 3D environments.
Are there any downsides to all this?
Well, there might be a bit of a learning curve.
Yeah.
For people who are used to the older version. And you'll probably need a pretty powerful computer to take full advantage of the new features.
That makes sense. Okay, let's talk about music creation. NVIDIA, the graphics card company, just unveiled something called Fugato.
I saw that too.
What's that all about?
Well, it's an AI model that can generate music, voices, and sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
All from text prompts or even audio inputs.
So I could just type in what kind of music I want and Fugato will compose it for me.
That's the idea.
Wow, that sounds incredible. But what does this mean for human composers? Are they going to be replaced by AI?
That's a big question. And it's causing a lot of debate in the music industry.
I bet.
I mean, AI tools like Fugato are very powerful, but they lack the emotional depth and nuanced understanding of human experience that often drives great music.
So AI is a tool for composers, but not necessarily a replacement.
That's how I see it.
What other implications could this technology have?
Oh, all sorts. Imagine using AI to create hyper-realistic sound effects for movies or video games. You could even create personalized soundscapes for meditation, or even develop entirely new genres of music.
AI really is changing everything. Speaking of discovering new things, AI is helping us rediscover history in some pretty amazing ways.
Uh-huh.
Researchers used AI and drone technology to uncover over 300 new Nazca lines in Peru.
You're kidding?
Nope, those giant geoglyphs etched into the desert. This discovery has basically doubled the number we knew about.
Wow, that's incredible.
It really is. How did they use AI to find these hidden geoglyphs?
Well, they trained AI algorithms on images of existing Nazca lines.
So the AI learned what to look for.
Exactly. Then they used drones with high-resolution cameras to scan the Peruvian desert.
Yeah.
The AI analyzed all the drone imagery and was able to identify potential Nazca lines that humans had missed.
AI is not only creating the future, it's helping us understand the past.
It really is fascinating.
But what about protecting these ancient sites? Could AI help with that too?
Absolutely. AI could monitor the Nazca lines for any signs of erosion or damage, maybe even looting.
Wow.
AI-powered drones could provide regular surveillance and alert authorities to any potential threats.
That's amazing. It's great to see how AI can bridge the past, the present, and the future.
Definitely.
But all of this brings up some important questions, especially when it comes to copyright and intellectual property.
That's a big one.
Senator Peter Welch recently introduced the TRAIN Act, which is designed to address this issue.
Interesting.
This act would give copyright holders the right to investigate if their work was used to train AI models without their permission.
So we're getting into some tricky territory here.
Yeah.
With intellectual property rights in the age of AI.
That's right. What are the potential consequences of this TRAIN Act for both creators and AI developers?
Well, it's a tough balancing act.
I imagine so.
On one hand, you've got the artists and creators.
Right.
Who deserve to be compensated for their work.
Right.
But on the other hand, you don't want to stifle innovation by restricting access to training data.
It's a tough one for sure. How could this impact the future of AI development?
Well, it's hard to say for certain, but one thing's for sure. The TRAIN Act highlights the need for clear legal frameworks and ethical guidelines for AI development.
So finding ways to protect intellectual property rights while also encouraging innovation.
Exactly.
Okay, let's wrap up this part of our deep dive with a couple more examples of how AI is impacting the business world. First up, we have Perplexity teaming up with Quart.
Oh, yeah. What are they up to?
So Perplexity, you know, the AI-powered search engine,
right.
They've partnered with Quart, a financial data company. This collaboration will provide AI-driven analysis of things like earnings calls and financial research.
Sounds interesting.
What makes this different from traditional financial analysis?
Well, they're using AI to analyze huge amounts of data and find trends and insights that humans might miss.
So it's like having an army of analysts working for you.
Pretty much, and it could help level the playing field for smaller investors.
By giving them access to the same level of analysis as the big institutions.
Exactly.
Interesting. And lastly, Intuit, the company behind QuickBooks, is also getting in on the AI action.
It seems everyone is these days.
What are they doing?
They're adding a bunch of AI-powered features to QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
Things like automated invoice generation and expense categorization.
That sounds handy.
It is. And they're even talking about AI agents.
Right.
That can handle more complex tasks.
Right.
Acting like virtual CFOs for small businesses.
So AI handling the day-to-day finances of a small business.
It did happen.
What are the potential pros and cons there?
Well, on the plus side, business owners could save a lot of time and money by automating those tedious financial tasks.
I can see that.
But of course, there are concerns too. Things like data security, the potential for AI to make mistakes, and the need for human oversight.
Makes sense. You can't just let the AI run wild.
Not yet, anyway.
We've covered a lot of ground already, but there's so much more to explore. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll dig into the ethical considerations, the potential risks, and the broader societal implications of this AI revolution.
Sounds like a plan. We covered a lot of ground in the last segment, didn't we? It's amazing to see how AI is evolving.
It really is, and we've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore, especially when it comes to the broader impacts of AI on society.
Absolutely. AI is not just a technological advancement.
Mm.
It's a force that's reshaping our world in profound ways, and it's essential to have those deeper conversations about its implications.
You're right. We need to be thinking about the ethical considerations, the potential risks, and how AI will shape the future of work, education, and even our daily lives.
Exactly. And those conversations need to involve everyone, not just AI experts, but policymakers, ethicists, and the public at large.
It's not just about the technology itself, but how we choose to use it and the values that guide its development.
Right. It's about ensuring that AI is used responsibly and ethically for the benefit of all humankind.
Okay, well, before we get too deep into those philosophical waters, let's continue our exploration of today's AI news. We were talking about AI's impact on the business world. What other interesting developments have you come across?
One area that's really gaining traction is the use of AI for personalized learning and development.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about that.
Well, several companies are now offering AI-powered coaching platforms. These platforms provide tailored feedback and guidance based on your individual skills and goals.
So it's like having a personalized AI mentor helping you advance your career.
Exactly. The AI can analyze your strengths and weaknesses, identify areas for improvement, and even recommend specific courses or learning resources.
That sounds incredibly helpful. But what about the concerns that AI will automate away jobs? Are we seeing any evidence of that happening?
There's no doubt that AI will lead to some job displacement. Certain tasks, especially those that are repetitive or routine, are definitely at risk of being automated.
So what does that mean for the future of work? Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
I wouldn't say that. While some jobs will disappear, AI is also creating new opportunities.
Such as?
We're seeing a growing demand for AI specialists, data scientists, and people with skills in AI-related fields.
So it's not about being replaced by AI, but learning to work alongside it.
Exactly. It's about adapting our skills and embracing the new opportunities that AI creates.
Makes sense. It sounds like lifelong learning is more important than ever.
Absolutely. We need to be prepared to constantly learn and adapt to stay ahead of the curve.
And it's not just individuals who need to adapt, right? Entire industries are being transformed by AI.
That's right. We're seeing AI changing everything from healthcare and finance to transportation and manufacturing.
So businesses need to embrace AI or risk being left behind?
Exactly. Those who adapt and find ways to leverage AI effectively will have a significant advantage.
It's a whole new world out there. All right, let's take a break from the serious stuff for a moment and talk about something a bit more fun. What's happening in the world of AI and gaming?
Oh, AI is revolutionizing gaming in so many exciting ways.
Like what?
For one thing, we're seeing more realistic and immersive game environments powered by AI.
So the games are becoming more lifelike.
Exactly. The AI can create dynamic and unpredictable worlds that respond to the player's actions.
That's cool. What else?
We're also seeing more sophisticated AI-powered characters. These characters can learn and adapt to the player's behavior, making the game more challenging and engaging.
So it's not just about playing against a computer anymore. It's about interacting with AI characters that feel almost human.
Right. And of course, we can't forget about the rise of AI in esports.
Oh, yeah. That's becoming a big thing.
It is. We're now seeing AI systems capable of competing at the highest levels of professional gaming.
So AI is not just playing games. It's becoming a serious competitor.
Exactly. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible in gaming and esports.
That's fascinating. But it also raises some concerns. What about the potential for AI to be used to create hyper-realistic deepfakes or manipulate people's behavior? How do we address those risks?
Those are definitely valid concerns, and we need to take them seriously. As AI becomes more sophisticated, it's crucial to establish safeguards to prevent misuse.
What kind of safeguards are we talking about?
Well, for one thing, we need to develop ethical guidelines for AI development and deployment. We also need to educate the public about the potential risks of AI and how to identify AI-generated content.
So it's about awareness and education.
Exactly. We need to be proactive in addressing these challenges and ensure that AI is used for good.
All right, let's shift gears again and talk about some of the more positive applications of AI. There's a lot of excitement about AI's potential to revolutionize healthcare and address climate change. What are some of the most promising developments in those areas?
In healthcare, AI is being used to develop new drugs, diagnose diseases earlier, and with greater accuracy and personalized treatment plans.
So AI is helping us live longer and healthier lives.
That's the goal. And we're also seeing AI-powered robots assisting surgeons in the operating room and providing care to patients in their homes.
Wow, that's incredible. What about climate change? How is AI being used to tackle that challenge?
AI is being used to monitor deforestation, track carbon emissions, and optimize energy consumption.
So it's about understanding the problem and finding more efficient solutions.
Exactly. AI can analyze vast amounts of data and identify patterns that humans might miss.
It's like having an extra set of eyes or maybe even an extra brain to help us solve these complex problems.
That's a good way to put it.
But even with all these positive applications, there's still a lot of anxiety about AI. Some people even worry about an AI apocalypse. What are your thoughts on that?
The idea of an AI apocalypse is certainly a dramatic one. And it's understandable that people have those concerns.
So are those concerns justified? Should we be worried?
I believe that with careful planning and responsible development, we can mitigate the risks associated with AI.
So it's not about fearing AI, but respecting its power and using it wisely.
Exactly. We need to prioritize safety and ethics in AI research and foster collaboration between AI experts, policymakers, and the public to ensure that AI benefits humanity.
It sounds like communication and collaboration are key.
Absolutely. We need open and honest conversations about the potential risks and benefits of AI, and we need to work together to make sure that AI development aligns with our values and goals as a society.
All right, let's end the segment on a more positive note. What are some of the most exciting possibilities that AI holds for the future, in your opinion?
I believe AI has the potential to help us address some of the most pressing issues facing our world, like climate change, poverty, disease, and inequality.
So AI can be a force for good in the world.
I believe it can. Imagine AI systems that can help us develop sustainable energy sources, optimize food production, personalize medical treatments, and even bridge cultural divides.
That's an inspiring vision for the future, one where AI helps us create a more just equitable and sustainable world.
That's the hope, anyway. It's a future worth striving for.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive. It feels like we've just skimmed the surface of all the amazing things happening in the world of AI.
I know, right? It's incredible how fast this field is moving.
It really is. And as you said earlier, this is really just the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much more to come, and I think the next few years are going to be particularly exciting.
What trends are you most excited about? Any predictions for what might be coming down the pipeline?
Well, one thing that I'm really fascinated by is the convergence of AI with other emerging technologies like quantum computing, biotechnology, and nanotechnology.
Wow, those are some big words.
They are, but the potential is enormous. Just imagine AI systems that can design and synthesize new materials or develop personalized gene therapies.
It's like science fiction becoming reality.
Exactly. And that's what makes this field so exciting. The possibilities are practically limitless.
Okay, so that's way out in the future. What about the more immediate future? How do you see AI changing our lives in the next few years?
I think we'll see AI becoming even more integrated into our daily routines. For example, AI-powered tools will continue to automate those tedious tasks at work.
Which means we can focus on more creative and strategic work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we'll probably see more sophisticated virtual assistants that can handle even more complex tasks, like managing our schedules or filtering our emails.
Sounds like AI could make our lives a lot easier.
I think so. And in education, AI-driven platforms will be able to personalize the learning experience for each student.
So it's not just about making things easier, but also more personalized.
That's right. AI can tailor experiences to our individual needs and preferences, which can have a huge impact on everything from education to healthcare to entertainment.
But all this convenience and personalization comes with some challenges too, right? What about the potential for job displacement or social isolation or even the erosion of human autonomy as these AI systems become more powerful?
Those are valid concerns, and we definitely need to address them head on. One crucial aspect is ensuring transparency and accountability in AI development.
So we need to understand how these systems work and make sure they're not making decisions that we don't understand or agree with.
Exactly. And we need to have those tough conversations about the ethical implications of AI involving not just experts, but policymakers and the public as well.
So it's a collective effort. We all need to be part of shaping the future of AI.
I could agree more. It's not just about the technology itself, but about the choices we make as a society, about how we develop and use it.
Okay, so on a more positive note, what are some of the biggest opportunities that you see AI creating in the future? What grand challenges do you think it can help us solve?
Well, I believe AI has the potential to help us tackle some of the most pressing issues facing humanity today, like climate change, poverty, and disease.
That's a big goal.
It is. But AI can help us analyze vast amounts of data, identify patterns, and develop solutions that we might never be able to find on our own.
So it's like having a powerful new tool in our arsenal.
Exactly. And I'm optimistic that we can use this tool to make a positive impact on the world.
I like that optimism. It's important to remember that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It all comes down to the choices we make.
I agree. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's a story that we're writing together.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of AI. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical advancements to the ethical implications and the potential for both progress and disruption.
That's been quite a journey.
It has. And as we've seen, AI is rapidly transforming our world in ways that we're only beginning to understand.
And it's up to all of us to ensure that this transformation is a positive one.
Absolutely. We need to approach AI with a sense of both wonder and responsibility, embracing its potential, while also being mindful of the challenges it presents.
Well said. I think that's a great note to end on.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating conversation, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for AI.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for listening. We'll be back soon with another AI deep dive exploring the latest advancements and what they mean for our world. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring.